The Holy Gospel according to St. John, beginning in the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. How many still have dropped calls on their phone? Not many. I remember when phones and phone service first started, I remember that the advertisements on TV used to be all about dropped calls. The farther that you got from a cell tower, the more likely it was that you were going to get a dropped call. In some Christian circles, being dropped is reserved for those who have been described as not righteous enough to be taken into heaven when Jesus comes a second time. We could say, perhaps, that they've been outdistanced by the faithful. They've been dropped. Just like the calls on your phone, they've been dropped. The problem is, the farther that you got away from the cell tower, the more likely it was that you lost the dropped call. Farther and farther away, more likely it is that you got dropped. And so what's the story for today have to do with dropped phone calls? Well, it's at the Last Supper, and Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going away. He's going to drop them. And the farther away that he gets, the more dropped we become. And there really is a feeling amongst congregations and amongst members that they at times, and we all do it, feel far away from God. Sin has entered our lives slowly, and we let it fester and we let it grow. And as the sin begins to grow in our lives, we get farther and farther away from God. It's more likely that we get dropped. So what do we do? How do we overcome the distance between us and Jesus Christ? Well, there are a few things that we can do. But the most important one is encouragement. to be here, to be in church, to be around others of like mind, and to receive encouragement. Now, Jesus is going away. He told the disciples, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm going. I'm going to the Father. But he didn't leave them without what? Without a substitute. Without the Holy Spirit. And so when we had dropped calls on our phones, what happened? The phone companies didn't leave us abandoned. What did they do? They built more towers so that our dropping, our getting farther away from cell towers, didn't really matter because we picked up another tower. And that's in fact what Jesus is telling his disciples. I'm going away, but in fact, I'm leaving you with the Comforter. And some Bible translations, Comforter is encourager, is translated as encourager. Someone to help you make it through whatever's going on in your life. The dropped calls probably not a perfect metaphor for what's going on in the gospel lesson today. And it serves more as an entry or an example that gets us into the text. But it doesn't cover everything that the text says. One thing it misses is that we who follow Jesus are in fact not being left behind. And we need to understand that. That's important. That's probably the most important thing from the gospel lesson. Jesus is not leaving us behind. Jesus tells his disciples, those who will keep my word and my Father will love them, and we, that is the Father and the Son, will come to them and make our home with them. At the beginning of the chapter, Jesus tells his disciples that he's leaving to prepare a place for them. The cell phone companies made more towers. There were less dropped calls. But Jesus is saying not only that he's going to prepare a place for them, but he's also going to make a place for God in our hearts. Jesus has outdistanced us. We don't have the option of seeing his physical presence here. We don't have the option of talking with him in person. He's returned to the Father. But he has at the same time made his home in us, those of us who struggle to keep up with him. And through encouragement and welcoming and just plain being nice to other Christians, that struggle, our struggle to keep up, our struggle to slow down so that we don't get far away from a cell tower has gone away. And the struggle to keep up makes us stronger followers because we develop relationships with other people of like mind and, of course, of like faith. And in making those connections, we narrow the distance somewhat between us and between Jesus Christ. There was a woman, let me look her name up. I can't remember her name. But she wrote an article about her son who spent very little time studying in his apartment. And she asked him one day, "Why is it that you don't spend much time in your apartment studying?" And he said, "Because when I go to the library, I see other people. I see them studying and reading and writing. And I get inspired and I get encouraged to do my study, to do my reading, and to do my writing." And that's really what God is talking about today in the reading. Be encouraging to those of us who are Christians so that we can narrow the gap, so that we can be encouraged, and we can narrow the gap between the ourselves and where Jesus Christ has gone. Narrowing the gap. Something that we should all do all of the time. In fact, that is our faith journey. To narrow the gap. Amen.